Welcome back. You're listening to Jaw 94.9. This is the Grumpy Gaze. Where else on the radio can you hear things like this?
Crouching house frow.
Grumpy Gaze on Joy 94.9, absolute classic there, Disco Inferno by The Tramps.
Oh, can I just say something about Tramps? Because I actually feel like I've secured the middle seat on an aircraft between a couple of them. People, listen, get your compression tights ready because we are going long haul.
Oh, here we go.
Matt and Helen, I am turbulent with temerity.
Well, don't you turbulent your temerity on my bathroom floor, mister.
What's done it for you this time, AGM?
Matt, I'm on the cusp. The brink, the knife edge of nasty. Do you want to know what's inspired the seconds I've just spent summoning up these aeronautical analogies?
Frankly, Doug, I'm just waiting for the seatbelt sign to be turned off and I can get rid of you so I can use the toilet.
I know how you feel, Helen.
Oh, it's COVID stunts, you two. It's COVID stunts. Yes, Matt and Helen. Even with the potential of restrictions being lifted this week, COVID stunts still walk amongst us.
So, Doug, you don't see dead people, you see COVIDiots.
I do. And I reserve my revulsion this week for those who continue to complain about people returning to Australia from overseas. Now, Matt, I, like your good self, make no secret of the fact that I have dared in my time to leave these sacred shores to live abroad. And it does seem to me that in my absence there really has been no change of crop for some gardeners here in Australia very willing to be zen in their xenophobia and introduce any poppy that has grown a little higher than their backyard fence to the delights of a whippersnapper.
Okay.
People travel, people. People get on and off planes all the time. And if some of these people happen to be overseas when all this kicked in, well, that's just as it was. Now, I would argue very strongly that those who resisted being quarantined were significantly lower in number than those who were calling for them to atone for daring to leave Australia and, worse, for coming back. How have those who have racked up a few air miles become the pariahs of this pandemic? Are frequent flyers now fraudsters? What do these accusers think they are doing? Using their Qantas Club card to turn left at Centrelink? Matt and Helen, do we have a view on this? Do we have a view that's a little less narrow? Because these people, are they really the rats carrying the fleas, carrying the plague? Or are we looking at something else here?
Tell us what you really think, Doug. Where's this coming from? I haven't actually... Did you see like an article or something where people were complaining about people returning from overseas? Or are we talking Ruby Princess?
No, we're not talking Ruby Princess. That's an entire different matter. We're talking about these people that are saying, ah, all these people coming over from overseas, ah, lock them up, lock them up. Like it's some kind of crime to go on an international flight.
Well, it is if you turn right when you get on the plane.
Snob.
Yeah, stand with the great unwashed. The rats carrying the fleas carrying the plague.
That's the word.
Absolutely, yes.
You see, I think that's where the segregation should be. If you travel business or first, you don't go into isolation.
Yes, absolutely. Well, I don't know. Yeah, it's all part of the stupidity that's been going on for the last couple of months, isn't it?
It is that they're COVID stunts and I'm tired of them. But look, you know what? Saying all that I've said, getting as angry as I am, there is a flip side and there is some genuine good to come from the travel ban, I'm sure.
What's that, Adieu?
The children of the world's poorest nations can finally mark themselves safe from Angelina Jolie and Madonna.
So you reckon COVID-19 has made Madonna barren? She can't have any more children.
That's absolutely right, and nor can Angelina.
Well, apparently, old Madge has had corona.
Has she?
That's what she said this week.
Well, that's what you get for sitting in a tepid bath. You get yourself a chill.
Full of cornflakes.
Absolutely. Baron Madonna. So these days she's got a title and she's a saint. Talk about bad names. Well, that's almost it for tonight. We are heading up to midnight. Thanks for joining us again on another wonderful hour of Grumpy Gay Goodness. Thanks to my co-host, Helen. Thanks to the AGM, who seems to be popping up all over the place at the moment. And thanks to our foreign correspondent up in the Northern Hemisphere, Dale Smith. If you like what you hear, please do listen to our podcasts and check them out, www.joy.org.au/grumpygays. Join us here next Tuesday. I will see you then. Have a great week. Bye.